This is Drive
with Roberto Peroni,
BBC Three Counties Radio.
I was in Hermitage Road at the bus stop in Hitchin.
I know it well, yes.
Yeah, and there were some young ladies there, and, you know, with pushchairs and that. And one of they were talking about it, and one of them said, my baby chewed mine up. So, you know, she wouldn't have the number, you know. I think the rest of them believed her.
So you were at a bus stop in Hermitage Road in Hitchin. When was this, Beryl?
About two or three days after they announced, you know,
that the ticket had been purchased in the area.
Come up.
So you were at the bus stop and there were a couple of young mums there with a pushchair.
They were talking, yeah.
And they were chit-chatting away.
And one of them said, oh, well, it's not much good to me because the baby chewed it up. Yeah, I mean...
So the baby chewed up her lotto ticket.
Yeah, I suppose she sort of handed it to her to play with or something, you know, while waiting for... And, you know, she wouldn't need the number on the ticket, but if she went back to the shop where she bought it and said when it was, I mean, there's a fair chance that it could have been her.
So what you're saying is, Beryl, the winning... Because everyone's looking for this. Somebody has won £64 million in the Hitchin Stevenage area, OK? And if they don't claim it by next Wednesday, 11 o'clock next Wednesday night, it's all over. They will lose. They will forfeit that money forever.
But, but if she was the person whose baby chewed up her ticket, you know, she could go back to the post office or wherever it was that... you know, she bought it from. She obviously hasn't got the number, but she could, you know.
Well, yeah, could she make a claim? Because for 64 million quid, Beryl, well, I'd have a baby right now.
It's worth going back to do something like that for that amount of money, isn't it? Yeah.
This is Drive
with Roberto Peroni
on the BBC in Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
BBC Three Counties Radio.